It's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for joining us. This is an important episode of our podcast. In it, Nick tenders a very formal and almost sincere apology for comments made during a previous show with our friend Emily Fontano. Apparently, the universe showed him the error of his ways. It's cosmic karma at its best, my friends, and you get to be in the front row seat. Enjoy.
I do have a piece of paper here.
Yeah.
And I have a formal apology.
Formal?
To read to you. Yes. Because I feel like we don't do enough. We don't do enough looking back and saying, okay, what happened on these previous episodes where karma gave one of us our comeuppance immediately after? And that's what happened to me. So in a recent episode.
Well, now my interest has piqued.
We were talking about. Here, let me read the.
Okay. Energy, yeah. Go for it.
I, Nick Jorgudiyu, do hereby formally apologize to Bob Kodges, in parentheses, for making fun and making light of your collection of DVDs.
Ah.
Understanding that I was goaded on by Emily Fontano to an extent, to a large extent, almost 95% of
Definitely.
The responsibility is hers, but I still joined in the fun of dogpiling on you and making fun of your collection of 150 plus DVDs in this day and age of streaming.
Yeah.
Little did I know that within a week, I would be house sitting at a house where the internet would go out.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And it was maddening.
Devastating.
It was awful.
What did you do?
I produced some of our episodes. Okay. I cleaned up my hard drive because I couldn't get to anything. I didn't want to do a hotspot on my phone. And it's Barb's house. So my kids were there. So we ended up breaking out this old, one of those booklets of DVDs, like that we hadn't looked at in years.
Okay,
and years.
So you have one.
It was kids movies for the most part. So we ended up watching Wallace and Gromit.
Oh, yeah. Wait, now that's not kids movies. That's fantastic.
Sure.
It was
the reason we had them was beautiful. Because
I love that you had them though. Yep. And there you were, you know, something, it's like a closet alcoholic making fun of his friend while he drinks. You're just over there going, oh,
that's
look
exactly
at
what
you.
I was thinking.
Look at you. No control of yourself. Sip behind the scenes.
But it broke my brain a little bit too. No, I actually mean I have trauma.
Oh, no.
Because I went down to like reset the router. And
no.
I leaned on a shelf that wasn't that stable and fell into a shelf that you can kind of see it's a little bit swollen here.
No, that's bad. Yes, you got a little dent, actually.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I will never make fun of you again, first of all.
What? Let that be a lesson to anybody who would choose to
Emily Fontano.
You got yours coming now, my friend. You better watch yourself. All I'm saying. Yep. That is hilarious. That's fantastic. And I love that Wallace and Gromit was one of the ones you pulled out because I love Nick Park. I think he is a genius.
Fantastic.
So it's not even so much the technical expertise of how he manipulates the clay. It's how he understands facial expressions and comic timing and just there's genius to that. The I think it's called the monster trousers. Or the robotic trousers.
Yeah. That episode.
One
of
my favorites of all time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm a
I
big
think that
fan.
Might have been one of the first. Was that the first one? Or no. Where they went to the moon to get cheese.
That was the first one. Yeah,
and then the trousers one.
I think it was like the second
excellent.
Or third. Really good. Really good. I didn't like the were-rabbit as much, to be honest.
The sheep one was really good.
The
were-rabbit was okay.
And I like Chicken Run kind of.
Yeah.
I wasn't that. But again, there were moments in all of them just because.
Yeah. Shaun the Sheep was good.
Yeah, Shaun the Sheep is funny. I agree. Good. I'm glad we're on the same page with that one.
Okay.
Do you ever see the old.
Do you accept my apology?
Oh, you know something? Yes, I do.
Okay, great.
Yes, I do. And I'm sorry that it took a head injury to bring you to your senses on
it
that one.
It always takes a head injury. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. It doesn't always take a head injury, but too often something has to happen before I apologize for being salty, making fun, or otherwise giving somebody lip when I'm chasing a laugh. Surprisingly, not really surprisingly, being a smart aleck has gotten me into trouble and turned people off. But I'm a little bit better. It was really Emily's fault. Go back and listen to the episode. You'll see. and have a great day. And don't tell Emily I said that.